I started this blog in 2016, and I was ruminating as a single dad at the time on what it means to be a man trying to raise boys into men. And I thought, well, if I want to do a good job about that, I should probably do some thinking about it. And if I'm going to do some thinking about it, I should probably do some writing about it. So this is the first entry in that series, and this one's titled, What Does Being a Good Man Mean? So here's the funny thing, guys. I'm still not sure. I'm going to ruminate a bit, and I'm going to ask you guys to follow me around and down a few rambling rabbit holes as I do, but I want to be really clear about this. I don't know what being a good man means, not with the kind of surety of purpose that I know many other things, and certainly not in a way that is definitive and unchanging. And that's okay. That's the first thing I want you guys to understand. I think we get to have some time with this. I think this question is the work of a life to try to understand, and it's definitely the work of a life to try to actualize. The first thing that I want you to understand is that being a good man starts with being concerned deeply with the question itself. The questions that we ask ourselves are perhaps the most important drivers of not just what we think, but how we think. If we aren't concerned with the question, we'll never arrive at the answer. The questions we ask about ourselves are incredibly important, and we owe it to ourselves to be vigilant that we are not only always asking questions, but that we choose the right questions. To be a good man requires that this is a central question in your life, that this question occupies space as the hub of the thoughts in your life that you use to define who you choose to be, how you relate to the people in your life, how you choose to spend your time, your energy, your love, and your resources. This question, what is a good man? Let this question itself sit in the center of you. Allow it room to help define the other questions that you ask. You may arrive at an answer to this question that you find satisfying for a while, and that's great, but don't despair if you don't, or if it changes. It should change. So I've handed you this unanswerable question. I've asked you to make it central to your life, then I've told you the answers are going to change. So why is it so important that you take on this task if it has no end? Why does being a good man matter? Because at the end of the day, I believe that this is all that we have. We have no idea how long we get in the world. We don't know who will choose to enter and leave our lives. We can't guarantee that our successes will continue or that we will always have our health or even our minds. What we have is who we are in a deep, fundamental sense. We have our integrity. We have the legacy of how we treat the people we love, the impact we make on those we have the power to influence. When you go to bed at night, there will be times you will feel hurt or sad, confused, angry. You will go to bed elated too, and with a heart that feels like it has grown and is lighter and fuller than you could have possibly thought. This is all part of living, and we'll talk about all of this later, and about living fearlessly and with authenticity. But if we live with this question in our minds, if we strive always to keep this question central to our hearts, then when you lay your head down at night, you will know who you are, even when that too is a work in progress. The question is important because it will define the trajectory of your journey through your life. It's also important because it will define all of your other relationships. You can't be a better father than you are a man, because being a father is just a role you play as a man. You can't be a better partner or husband than you are a man, or a better brother, or a son, or a boss, or an employee. Everything you do, every interaction, will be defined by your limits. You can never exceed yourself. If you find yourself wanting to be a better father, become a better man. If you find yourself wanting to be a better friend, become a better man. Everything follows from here.